movie dictionary. I'm Jean. And we have a very famous screen legend today that we're going to talk about. His name is Marlon Brando. Now, Marlon Brando has a very long career, so we're only going to be able to touch on it today. Now, he started in one of the most famous movies of all time, actually, A Streetcar Named Desire. That's where he became one of the people that is known to be strong and masculine. That's what his style became. But he also went on to play in a movie called On the Waterfront. Now, that's the movie he won his first Oscar for, okay? So, On the Waterfront. Now, that started a long, long career that, like you said, we can't touch upon. But some of the movies that we should mention is actually The Godfather. That's the next time that he actually won the Oscar. He decided not to go to the Oscar ceremony during that time to pick it up because he said that it was too racist. The Academy was being too racist, and so he sent a Native American woman. But a lot of other movies that you may want to talk about and listen and watch, etc., would be, like, say, he played Superman's father in the movie Superman instead of a man named Jor-El. Also, he also played inside of the movie Apocalypse Now. He played the man Kurt, kind of a crazy man that kind of goes insane back in Vietnam. Like I said, though, he's actually been nominated for Academy Awards 8 total throughout his entire career. It continues to be really great movies and cameos, etc. Anyway, coming up, American Slang.
Oh, 欢迎来到动感英语, Andre. 你有没有这个第六感? 或者你的朋友有没有这个感觉? 或者说,你的第六感敏锐吗? 那你能猜得出来,我们今天的美国俚语会在下面这个片段里面选出哪个俚语交给你吗? 好了,在看下面这个段落的同时,
You know who did this, don't you?
I, for one, wouldn't be the least bit surprised. She has a terrible temper on her. The dogs never cared for her. Dogs have a sixth sense about things like that. They can smell ill intentions.
What? What's wrong?
Manny, what did I do with my portfolio? It's in the nursery closet. She did steal the puppies, and this is why.
好，来，我们下面就来看看今天的美国俚语到底教给你什么。好，来看这个短语叫 "Dogs have a sixth sense."
Dogs have a sixth sense about things like that.
哎，我们教的你这个短语就是第六感的说法。来，跟我说一遍，这个短语叫 "sixth sense." 我们通常把它叫第六感，男女人都是有的 "a sixth sense." 看例子啊，第一个， 哎，杨，杨， 哎， If you want to know if your husband is cheating on you, ask my grandpa. He's got a sixth sense about these things. 好了，这句话的意思是， 哎，杨同志啊， 如果你要是想知道你丈夫是不是骗你， 你得问问我爷爷， 我爷爷在这方面的第六感非常的强。 好，这个句子它有第六感叫 He's got a sixth sense about these things 这些事情。好，那么再来看第二个例子，听好。 My mother's got a sixth sense. She knows when it's going to rain. 这句话的意思是我妈妈呀也有第六感，要下雨的时候她能感觉出来。 She knows when it's going to rain. So she's got a sixth sense as well. 对不对? 好，这个美国俚语交给你了，就是你的直觉、你的感觉、你的第六感叫 a sixth sense.
You know who did this, don't you?
I, for one, wouldn't be the least bit surprised. She has a terrible temper on her. And the dogs never cared for her. Dogs have a sixth sense about things like that. They can smell ill intentions.
Manny, what did I do with my portfolio? It's in the nursery closet.
She did steal the puppies, and this is why.
Welcome back to 经典对白. 这个皮草黄库伊拉是个爱美不要命的女人，而且她平日啊造型夸张，永不知足。最大的问题是她残害小动物来获取昂贵的皮毛，这些都是非法的。那么这样一个恶人，我们来看一看影片的结尾是怎么来安排处置他，才让人大快人心呢？
你好，
No, he's not.
You won the battle, but I'm about to win the wardrobe. My spotted puppy coat is in plain sight and leaving tracks. In a moment, I'll have what I came for, while all of you will end up as sausage meat, alone on some sad plastic plate, dead and medium red, no friends, no family, no pulse, just close between two buns, smothered in onions, with fries on the side.Corona de Ville has the last laugh.
好，来看下面一个短语，这个短语叫 in plain sight.
My spotted puppy coat is in plain sight and leaving tracks.
好， in plain sight. 我们先来看这个 sight 是你的视野的意思。这个 plain 这个形容词的意思是，很清晰的。很清楚的，没有障碍的。那么在你的视野前面没有障碍，它的意思就表示就在你眼前，你很容易就看得到。所以用英语来解释它就表示 easy to see， very easy to see， 很容易看得到，叫 in plain sight， 非常的地道一个短语。好，来我们来看例句，准备好。 First one， I can't believe I left my diary in plain sightWhat is my girlfriend's reason? 我真不敢相信，我竟然把我的日记落在我女朋友那儿啊，就在她眼前，她万一要读了怎么办啊？看来里面有一些事情。好，这个句子我再说一遍。I can't believe I left my diary in plain sight. 这是我的女朋友很容易看得到的地方的 in plain sight. 后面说 What if?My girlfriend reason， 小时读了该怎么办？好，我们再来看第二个例句，准备好。Hey， how could you not notice that girl? She was in plain sight all night. 你怎么能没看到那个姑娘？怎么可能？她一晚上都在那儿，她就在你的视野范围之内。有这个句子叫 She was in plain sight all night.How could you not notice her? 好了，这个短语记住了吗？
My spotted puppy coat is in plain sight and leaving tracks. In a moment I'll have what I came for, while all of you will end up as sausage meat, alone on some sad plastic plate, dead and medium red, no friends, no family, no pulse, just slouch between two buns, smothered in onions, with fries on the side. Corona de Ville has the last laugh.
好，来我们来看下面一个原点，这个句子来留心一下，叫 Cruella de Vil has the last laugh.
Cruella de Vil has the last laugh.
好，来看这个字面的意思，这个 last 是最后的，那么这个 laugh 是大笑的意思，是笑的意思，那么笑到最后，赢到最后，就是这个短语的意思，叫 the last laugh， 赢到最后的意思。好，来看怎么使用它。第一个例子很好。Hey, the other team had the last laugh. They scored 3 goals in the final minutes of the game. 那个队伍赢了，他们赢得了最后的胜利。在最后几分钟，他们连进了三个球，他们连得了三分。好，这个句子我再说一遍。The other team had the last laugh. They scored.3 goals in the final minutes of the game. 来看第二个例子。Everyone thought I was stupid, but I got the last laugh when I was accepted to Harvard. 这个句子的意思是，人们都认为我笨，人们都认为我蠢，可是我是笑到最后的人，最后的胜利者是我，我被哈佛录取了。好了，这个词组记住了，它叫 last。 来结束我们这个单元之前呢，我们还是来一个 quick review 好不好？在俚语里面我们提了一个词，表示这个第六感有点玄虚的那个词叫第六感啊， sixth sense 啊，这个人有第六感啊， sixth sense 好、啊、再往下面走，我们学了一个词组，表示就在你眼前你怎么看不到， very easy to see， 那个短语叫 in plain sight。好，接下去我们又学了一个词组，表示赢到最后，笑到最后，这个词组叫 the last laugh。
Yeah. I've not beaten yet.
You won the battle, but I'm about to win the wardrobe. My spotted puppy coat is in plain sight and leaving traps. In a moment I'll have what I came for, while all of you will end up as sausage meat. Alone on some sad plastic plate. Dead and meaty and red. No friends, no family, no pulse. Just slashed between two buns. Smothered in onions with fries on the side. Corona de Ville has for laugh to laugh.
Hi, welcome to Movie Tunes. I'm Allison, and today we're talking about a song called Miss You, 想你. This song was first done by the Rolling Stones, who are a very famous rock band, but then it was redone by other people, Dr. Dre, who's a famous rapper now. So there are different versions of the song, and it's in the movie Austin Powers' Gold Member.
Walking Central Park, singing after dark, people think I'm crazy. Stepping on my feet, shuffling through the street, asking me, what's the matter with you, boy?
Let's look at some of the words. I've been walking in Central Park. Central Park is a place in New York City. New York City is kind of a small city, but it's lots of people, lots of big buildings, really crowded, and in the middle is a big, beautiful park with trees and grass, and you can go play, have a picnic. It's very beautiful. So in the song, he's been walking in Central Park, singing after dark. So after dark, it's nighttime. He's walking around this park in the dark, singing. It's kind of strange. People think I'm crazy. I would think he was crazy if he was walking around in the dark singing. I've been stumbling on my feet. Stumbling is when you trip. You're not walking straight. You're not walking very steadily. You kind of stumble and trip. So the song is talking about he misses her so much that he's just stumbling around this park in the dark, missing her. So that's what the song is about. Let's listen to it, and I'll see you next time on Action English. Bye-bye.
I've been walking Central Park, singing after dark. People think I'm crazy. Stepping on my feet, shuffling through the street, asking people, what's the matter?